Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable. You know, it's not everyone who gets to work in an egg, but Diane Eber has the new job of executive director at the Egg in Albany, and we are very pleased to have her as our guest on this program and on our guest this morning after a full 2 weeks on the job. Diane, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's really wonderful to see you. Diane has spent 20 years in the arts, where she previously worked as the executive producer and artistic director of BRIC. Celebrate Brooklyn. She helped launch the Auditory After Hours series at Mass MoCA and served as the interim executive director of Global Fest. She also previously worked as a corporate communications coordinator for Warner Music Group. She takes over for our good friend Peter Lesser, who retired this year after 23 years in the post. Eber will supervise management and programming of the Egg, which has two theaters, and the Empire State Plaza. And if you've never been there, you're missing out, because it's a really, really cool, wonderful venue. It's a pleasure to welcome Diane Eber to the roundtable. Thank you
Thank you so much.
How are things going?
They're going good. You know, it's wild. I'm working in an egg, as you said. And I'm learning things every day. I feel like I'm uncovering nooks and crannies of both how the place works and literally the building itself. So it's amazing.
A lot of weird elevators,
a lot of
things to get up and to know if you're on the right side or the left side. It's a very, well, it's an orb. It's an odd thing to get around.
Yeah.
But it's such a part of the city.
Yeah.
It's an iconic part. And so to have that opportunity to program there seems lovely.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, what really drew me to the opportunity was that and the incredible uniqueness. You know, there's only one egg in the whole world.
Yeah.
And when I think about that from an artistic place of what can that mean for artists, what can that mean for audiences, it's so inspiring to think about curved architecture, right? The building itself is more a sculpture than a building. I love that. And so when in doubt, when it's like, okay, how are we going to shape this, breathe new life into it, welcome new audiences, which is really where my head is, rethink the parking and the entrance, which I hear is, you know, priority number one in so many ways. But coming back to that place of sort of the uniqueness is a really inspiring place for me.
So you're taking over for a guy who's been there forever and is also an institution in the city. Peter, everybody loves Peter. And he is just a very special, special man who did incredible things with the Egg and certainly deserves retirement.
Yes.
So he's taking a well-deserved retirement.
Yes.
And and that's where you come in. And I assume that's a new chapter for the place and obviously for you as well.
Yeah, and Peter's been amazing. He's been such a help to me during this transition because, as you can imagine, if you're doing something for 23 years, there's a lot of information in your head. He's been so accessible. I have had a lot of questions. I'm sure I will continue to have questions. And when you look at his legacy, you know, he really brought in a new era for the Egg in terms of how they approached programming and the audiences. And he's got such great taste and is a deep music head, which I love and can relate to. So, I just feel honored and grateful to be walking into his footsteps in a lot of ways.
What do you see as the mission, the stated mission of the Egg and how you will continue that and tweak it?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's something that probably we haven't looked at in quite a while. Like, okay, what is our mission? Is it still our mission? Is that still our guiding principle? And I don't think I have all the answers yet, but certainly the base level of we are for all of Albany, we are the premier theater of New York State is an interesting question and how that plays into our programming. When I look at our audience and who we're serving and how we're serving them, I think there's a lot of room for growth and I want to make those connections to who maybe might not feel invited to the Egg, whether it's we're not programming things that speak to them or they just are intimidated by the brutalist architecture and are like, how the heck do I walk into that place? Like, either one of those is okay. And I want to look at that and look at the history and face a lot of that. And art can be a great tool to do that.
One of the things that has always fascinated me, and again, I feel... I feel like this whole interview is horribly unfair because I'm asking you questions. You've been on the job for 2 weeks.
But, it's cool. We can dream together.
General questions that I have. But one of the things that I find so interesting about the egg is, and all of the wonderful artistic institutions we have in the city and in the region, is they all have their place. And we think of artists and we say, oh, well, they'd be great at the egg, or they'd be great at the Palace, or they'd be great at Proctor's, or they'd be great at UPH or Cafe Lynn or whatever the venue is back. Yes. And if I don't mention them all, they'll get mad at me. But anyway, and that'll be you in just a couple of weeks, is that you have that too, right? I mean, it's like you're the perfect place because as I mentioned, you have two really cool theaters. You have the large theater, which is, 900 plus seats, and there is not a bad seat in that entire room.
Which is so cool.
And acoustics are wonderful, and it's great for comedy. It's great for music. It's great for dance. It's great for pretty much anything. Mm-hmm. And so you're very open. Then you have the smaller theater. And so I think, yes, there's all these possibilities, but there's also sort of your place in the arts community that is of the Capital Region.
Yeah. And I think for me, as I sit in this chair and I listen and I learn and I look at our partners, which, by the way, have all been lovely and I have felt so welcomed, which I really appreciate coming out of New York City. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's really nice. So that's great. But yeah, we got to define our curatorial voice, you know, and in some ways right now, from where I sit, the egg kind of does everything. Like when you look at our calendar, it's like, oh, wow, we have drag queens, we have classic rock, we have, and that's so great and important. Right. But I also want people to be like, oh, the egg means this, right? And I know when I go there, even if I haven't heard of the artist, I trust that curatorial voice, which Peter has built in so many ways. And so I want to build on that and really define what that is. One of the things I was most proud of in terms of my track record from Celebrate Brooklyn was, it's a free festival, so we had that going for us. You didn't have to buy tickets, but there really was a feeling of, I haven't heard of this band, but I don't care. I trust their curatorial voice. It represents artistic excellence, and I'm going to go take a risk and be exposed to something.
And that very much is, I think, and I think you'll find this, is that that's very much the vibe of many of the artistic organizations in this region. Perhaps because of the proximity to the city, that there is an audience that is pretty open to just about anything. And if they trust you, they come to trust you as to if you're putting it on, it must be something really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's, you know, my job, whenever you're in the seat of being able to curate, as you are, you know, who do you talk to? How do you talk to them? Right. And who do we put on our stage? We have a responsibility. It's not just about my taste. It's serving, you know, our community and making sure that we're making a space for art to exist in such an incredibly artistic, inspiring space, too.
Now, you have this season is like Peter programmed that, right?
So thank you, Peter.
Okay.
So it's like, woohoo, I didn't have to walk in and be like, I got a book all season.
So you have that going for
you.
So you have a little while to work, although these things are done way in advance.
And
so
and
that
we'll
work
have
will
some
very
sprinkle
start.
Some things in.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so how do you see that of working into that and having that start to be a part of the every day?
Yeah, it's a good question. Most likely where my head is now is I really want to hatch the egg. So I'll sort of do a rollout of a season. I'm targeting fall of 24, but we'll see. There's some things that will make that shift. But essentially, coming out with, here's a season of programming, and you're going to see, you know, Peter's legacy and that voice in there. I'm not going to radically do crazy new things, but also a new through line, launch some new series, have some new partnerships, and probably a fall season, spring season, thinking it through in that way. And that's where you'll see sort of a new breadth of programming start trickling out.
Hatch the egg is cute.
I'm going to hatch the egg, buddy. That's the plan. I'm going to hatch that egg.
And then... So are we going to see the physical cracks on the outside as you drive in?
What I really want is if I can raise the money to do projections on the outside of the egg. That's like, you know. And we have to use the egg emoji a lot, right? Like in all of our marketing needs to be, there's that egg cracking open.
That's right. But you also want it sort of that closed to be inside of it as well.
The
womb with a great view of the stage.
Yeah, yeah. And I think of that as like, that's our chance, right, as the presenters, to take you away. Time stops existing. When you're in that room, if we're doing our job and the artist is doing their job, then you're not paying attention. You're fully immersed, right? And what a gift. Like, not every venue is that experience. I come from a large outdoor festival with 10,000 people. Like, you get transported, but sometimes in a different way. Here, what that means artistically is so ripe with possibility for what that means. And that's an intention that I really want to look into thinking about it, too.
One of the things I was thinking about when and talking to you and looking at your background, it seems to me that, so you had that Celebrate Brooklyn Festival, which is a lot of juggling, and then it's over.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's juggle, 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 oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, and then it's over.
Yeah.
And this is more sustained and isn't as obviously as truncated. And I would think that would be a really nice feeling.
Yeah. I mean, I have yet to find out. But I will say I had a lovely call with an agent yesterday where we're talking dates about artists. And I was like, guess what? I have a whole year of a calendar. Like, you know, all these agents know me as, okay, if I want to work with Diane, it's June through August. And now I'm like, let's talk. Let's see where it routes. Like, that's a new treat for me, for sure, in terms of the possibilities. And days of the week also. Like, traditionally a festival format, you're like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, boom. And, you know, we're programming all the time. Thursday, Friday, Saturday is always when you're going to sell
Absolutely.
More tickets. But like, hey, man, the right thing comes by on a Tuesday. I'm booking it.
That's
we're doing
right.
It,
we'll
you
show.
Know?
And, yeah. and I'll tell you, we'll show up. Have
great.
You been to a performance at the Egg?
Yeah, a few.
Oh, great. And
yeah, yeah.
and what was your first reaction?
Oh, it's so magical. You know, I had been to the Egg to see Keb Moe, actually, back when I was at Vassar.
That's a great.
Yeah. And he was here like recently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was amazing. I have memories of like what a cool experience it was. But my first show on the job was the Psychedelic Furs Squeeze show. And I'll tell you, when it really clicked, I went backstage and it was like, oh, yeah, like these are my people. You know, like it felt like home, even though it was brand new for me. Like there is this camaraderie of the backstage culture, the audience that's there, the funny volunteers, you know, like just all of the pieces that fit to make a live performance happen. And there are so many pieces and it does take a team and there are a lot of people. And I was like, oh, yes, this is I know how to do this, which was really nice.
There's a Kennedy Center-esque vibe
yes.
to it. And I don't know if
yes.
that's just the red carpet, but it does seem to be it's just enchanting when you're in there and walking around with the grooved wood and the red carpet and then going into this amazing Kitty Carlisle Heart Theater being one.
Yeah.
And just being so close to what's happening on stage.
Yeah. Yeah, that intimacy, you know. And so I worked really close with Bob Boylan, who just retired, I'm sure you heard from NPR.
Yep.
With Global Fest when we launched Tiny Desk Meets Global Fest. And what struck me in that whole thing, you know, and getting to know him and how he built Tiny Desk, and for him, it was all about the intimacy with the artist. And that was at the core of what made his program interesting. And so it's interesting because in some way, we have that already at the Egg. Like, even if you're in the last seat, in the last row, you're right there, you know, and that artist is reaching right into you. And, like, that's incredible and what a gift and such an inspiring place to think about.
Some of my earliest visits to the Egg as an audience member was to see Spalding Gray. And Spalding Gray used to do a residency, and he would come and he would do a show at the Swire at the Small Theater and then would come and do the main stage. And it was fascinating because you got to see what you could do, because they're both intimate, but one's obviously a lot larger than the other, and what you could do, he showed what you could do, and it was really amazing, and I learned so much from that of what it was like to be, you know, in a very small group of 300 people, and you're in, and every breath you seem to be taking together, and then yet you're in a larger setting, But there's still that intimacy because you're on there feeling this thing together.
Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, when I shared the news and in my community of artists and stuff, and they're like, oh, the Egg. Oh, yeah, I played a gig there. And, like, nobody forgets their gig at the Egg.
Oh, no.
You know? Like, either it was like, oh, yeah, that was super weird. Like, the vibes were weird, but the acoustics were amazing. Or, like, you know, we couldn't tell. Because also from stage, the audience is quite dark. And it's hard to tell. Like, are they into it? Are they with me? And then at the end, you're like, oh, that was amazing. But it's been really interesting.
You've heard the They Might Be Giants song that they
put
about the Egg?
About
it's the best.
It's so good.
You're working for a venue that has its own theme song. Oh, that's pretty cool.
I know. And it's so spot on, too. Like, all of their kind of cracks
right.
and, like, the ridiculousness of it. And then did you see Mitski's video that she filmed at the
Yes.
Egg?
Yeah.
Oh, so amazing. And that like, to know that there's artists out there in spot. Like, she just did such a great job, in my opinion, of, like, really playing off of the curves and the sort of incredibleness of it. Which I also found really inspiring.
So I've spent 11 minutes and 49 seconds with you. You seem to have a great joy of life, and you seem really excited by all of this.
Oh, I'm great. Yes.
I've got that right? Do I have that right?
Yeah. I think, you know, it's like, listen, this work has been a journey for me. I started as a classical musician. You know, my parents were very like, you must practice before you do your homework, right? And then at Vassar, I discovered, oh, there's this other world. I could just hang out with bands and book them. I think I'd rather do that. But it's a hard career trajectory, right? Like, there's not like you go to school to be the director of the Egg. Like, it's not a clear path. And I really believe that arts workers, it's a gift, right? Like, we get to do this cool thing, and it's important to not forget that, and also to go see the art, right? And I'm just getting to know the staff, and they're all so dedicated, and a lot of them have been there for a long time, and there's this culture of, like, you do it because you love it. And that if you start to lose that, that's a bit of a, like, either I've been doing it for too long, or I need to shift or something, because you have to be able to sort of tap into that magic to keep going.
Diane Eber is the new executive director of The Egg in Albany. You can find out more about their programming by going to theegg.org, theegg.org. Diane, what a delight to meet you. Congratulations on the new gig. And we'll talk to you soon.
I love it.
This is part of your contract. Every 2 weeks you come
Great.
In.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Diane Eber.
Thanks so much.
Theegg.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.